Hi, my name is Shalonda Gordon. Some of you know me as the Online Marketing Angel. Others know me as that Keep Smiling chick. And I want to welcome you back to my podcast. If you haven't been here before, well, welcome today. And those of you that have, welcome back. I'm so excited to have you back here today. Now, in case you want to get in touch with me, feel free to go to either www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can visit me on my blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Now let's jump right into what we're going to discuss today, which as you guys saw in the title, it is forgiveness. And forgiveness can be difficult for some people actually, yet others seem to do it effortlessly. Now the question is, how do you forgive and what happens if you decide not to forgive? Guys, let me tell you a little story. When I was younger and growing up, I was the only child, pretty much spoiled, got my own way, didn't really have to deal with too many people. If you crossed me, I was kind of done and kept it moving, right? Well, as I got older, I had my first daughter, and I decided that, you know, I wanted to raise her to be able to make different decisions than I made myself. Okay, the way I acted, the things I knew, they weren't getting me the results that I desired. Therefore, I knew I had to raise my children with a different way. And forgiveness is something that came up at me over and over again. Now, what I did learn through this journey of forgiveness was that unforgiveness simply is not an option, as I was forgiven for many, many, many things. My parents forgave me. My friends forgave me. My bosses at jobs forgave me. There was favor and mercy all around me. And it almost seemed like, how dare I not give the same mercy to others that was given to me? Yet, I'm going to be honest with you guys, that did not move me to forgiveness. I'm just going to be completely transparent. What actually moved me to forgiveness is when I realized, doing some research, that medically, individuals' health can actually begin to deteriorate because of unforgiveness inside. The reality of it, the situation, is that unforgiveness hurts nobody but the person that's holding on to the unforgiveness. So therefore, if somebody hurts me, and I, in my delusion, think that I'm hurting them because I'm holding them on this hook and not forgiving them, well, the reality of it is that it's actually like me just taking a gun and pointing it at myself and constantly shooting the trigger. It's not affecting that other person at all. Okay, it's only affecting me and my body. Now, when I heard that and I studied that and looked at the research, the medical data is out there to prove it, I've seen people go through the process of forgiveness and literally heal from things like cancer, things like illness, serious illnesses, you know what I mean? Weight gain, that begin to lose weight. I've seen and witnessed this type of change in individuals once they made the decision to forgive. Now, I'm not making any promises on this call. Let me just let that be the disclaimer. I'm not saying if you have cancer right now and you decide to forgive somebody that you're going to be healed. I'm not saying that. Now, I do believe there is a God that can heal you. That I will say. But that's another podcast, right? So let me go into when I realized forgiveness was necessary, and I really had no option in the situation if I wanted to remain healthy and prepared to raise my children and see my grandchildren and grow old and all of that, right? I had to figure out, well, okay, if that's the case, then how can I honestly forgive? Because you guys know, I know, some people do some really ill things, and that stuff hurts, right? Straight up hurts. There's no way to sugarcoat it. It hurt, and I'm angry, and I'm not sure I'm willing to let it go, right? Now, before I go into that forgiveness, how I dealt with forgiveness, let's go along the lines of the saying, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. I'm going to let you know right now, if that's one of your favorite lines, what you're really saying is, I'm not forgiving you. That's what you're saying. Shalonda, you're tripping. No, I'm serious. Now, I've had some situations happen to me where I made the decision to forgive, but I was holding on to that memory. So just in case, if I saw something that looked like what it looked like before when you hurt me, oh, yeah. I was back on that thought again. That whole memory, that whole situation came right back, and it was fresh, and that wound was fresh right there as if I had never forgiven, which the reality of it is I hadn't forgiven. Right? And you have to be aware of these times. When you forgive and you genuinely forgive, that person can do the exact same thing to you and you won't think back to the time they did it before. It's the reality of what it is. And guess what? You'll forgive them again for it. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but I am a deacon. I do believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I'm a Christian. Am I saying this to push my beliefs onto you if that is not your belief? No, I'm not. Yet, I want you to understand this so you understand where I come from and how I've been able to forgive effortlessly make a decision to forgive, okay? And what forgiveness really is about, all right? So when I first started, you know, finding out that I had to forgive and how exactly do I do it, I went to the Bible. Well, the Bible is where I begin to pull a lot of my things from that helped me to move forward in situations. And in Matthew 18, 21, it says, and I'm reading from the American Standard, this is my American Standard version translation, it says in Matthew 18, 21, then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Guys, understand, Jesus was saying 70 times 7 for the exact same offense. The exact same offense. Not for 7 times 7 for whatever, all these different things. No. For the exact same offense. That is what he is saying. Now, the reality of it is that the issue of forgiveness, being able to forgive, this is a decision. You make a conscious decision that I'm going to forgive this person for this action. Okay, that is what you do first. Now, some say, well, I made that decision. I'm still mad. You know, I'm not saying you're not going to be mad when you make the decision. I'm saying make the decision. I'm not saying you won't feel the hurt anymore from what happened. No. I'm just saying make the decision. Now, here's what I found in my journey of forgiveness. One, first, I look at the fact that Jesus died on the cross for me, and I look at the fact that I have mercies and his grace every single day. And when I hold on to unforgiveness, it blocks my mercy and my grace. Now, I'm sure some of you listening right now, you understand what that means, right? You have mercy and grace upon you all day long. We ask for new mercies and new grace each and every day. So when you decide to hold on to unforgiveness, that's blocking a little bit of your mercy and grace. I'm just saying. Now, I ain't really about blocking things because as I'm the head of my household, if I'm holding unforgiveness and I'm blocking things, then I'm blocking things from getting to my children. And how selfish is that? I can't do that. I won't do that, right? So I make the decision to forgive. You make a decision to forgive. And then the rest is faith. You have faith that you will forgive. Guys, I'm a single mom, and I'll admit one of my daughter's father, we went through a season where it was like back to back to back to back crap. Like I just couldn't win for losing, right? And I had to constantly keep forgiving this individual who happens to be the father of my child for a few reasons. One, we both created our daughter regardless of what happens between the two of us. If we are both in good standing, covering each other, then we are now, our daughter is open to more and more blessings. You have to understand the power in your bloodline inside of you. You have to understand that power, all right? So I made the decision to forgive. Now, when I made the decision to forgive, you know, it'd be like 30, 45 minutes or whatever, dude be at it again. I'd be like, Lord, help me, right? But then I said, I'm going to forgive again. Sometimes then it'd be like maybe 5 or 6 minutes and the thought would come to my mind and I'd be mad again. He ain't even, now he ain't even got nothing to do with it. He ain't calling, he ain't nothing. It's my thought, my mind process causing me to get frustrated about the situation. So guess what? I make the decision to forgive again and again. Sometimes I have to make the decision again and again to forgive 20, 50 times in a minute. You heard me right, in a minute. You have to make the decision to forgive as many times as you got to. Just make sure you forgive. What I found to be a way to make the process quicker and go faster is when I see that I've been hurt by somebody, I ask for forgiveness. I ask the Lord to first forgive me for the many times that I've fallen short, many times that I've hurt him, many times that I've hurt others. Forgive me. Right? Then I go into prayer and I pray for the person who has hurt me, the person I'm forgiving, the person who has made me angry. I begin to pray for that person. Why? Pray blessings over that person. Why? Because when you pray for somebody, when you pray blessings over somebody, It's real hard to stay mad at that person, because when you start to pray blessings over that person, at first it's a little difficult. And trust me, when you try this, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, the first few minutes it's a little difficult. But if you keep pressing in, you keep pressing in, and you keep pressing in and praying for blessings over that person, eventually your heart will soften. The bricks around your heart will begin to fall down. You will have a soft, contrite heart, and you will be ready. And that forgiveness will begin to seep through you until you seriously are okay with the situation, where you are okay with it. You know, for me, anything that God says, do, I need to try my best to follow that. I need to try my best to be obedient to that, because that is where my strength comes from. That is where my strength comes from. If you read further on in Matthew 18, he talks about a story about a slave and a master, and there being money involved, and how the master went ahead and released the slave, but then that same slave went and tried to hold somebody else on the hook for money they owed him. And then that particular, the punishment of the person who, the second person that owed, it was all right. But the punishment of the guy who was released, forgiven, and then turned around and wouldn't show mercy to somebody else, man, that was torture. The scripture says he was tortured, right? Guys, not trying to be tortured, not trying to go through that at all. The reality of it is that forgiveness can destroy you, and it can destroy those that come through you, your children, family members, right? Unforgiveness can cause you to be sick, right? But if you choose to forgive and release all unforgiveness, release it all. Sit down and just let things come to mind of individuals you need to forgive. You'll begin to see an opening of grace come upon you that you probably didn't even realize was blocked. You'll begin to see yourself being blessed continuously. And then as you practice this, when things come up and go wrong, you'll begin to learn how to forgive quickly, immediately. You won't let it ponder for time. You won't begin to ponder. Just recently, I had a situation with someone that I was angry with, and I said, I made the decision to forgive, and then I forgot about it, right? And then maybe 3 or 4 weeks came by, and I had gotten a text from this individual, and that thing made me angry. I was like thinking to myself, I don't want you texting my phone. Immediately, I was like, whoa, Shalonda, whoa, you need to forgive. And I kind of had a little conversation with myself. I tend to do that, you know, and I was like, well, I did forgive. Well, no, because had you forgiven, you wouldn't have been tripping on the text. So I had to go back before God and repent first off for having unforgiveness for weeks, and then praise him for allowing me to be healthy as I am through them weeks of unforgiveness, right? And then turn around and pray blessings over the individual who had texted me to begin to really do real healing. Grateful that the text came to show me the unforgiveness that I had, you know, pondering inside of me, trying to lay down roots inside of me, right? Prior. Guys, unforgiveness is no joke. Don't play with it. Take time out today to just sit and there's a few individuals, you know, off the bat you need to forgive. And just because you forgive them doesn't mean that they were right and you were wrong. It could very well mean you're absolutely right and they're absolutely wrong. It doesn't change the fact that if you don't forgive them, it can destroy you. When you say I forgive you, that doesn't mean you say you're right. No. It just means I'm saying that I'm going to forgive you and let you be on God's hook, because between you and me, God can do a way better job at disciplining his children than you and I could ever do. Ever. Okay, so that is just the lesson for today. This has been going around a lot lately about this forgiveness and really being able to let go. You want to have a pure heart. And when you have forgiveness in there, your prayers, things are hindered. You know, they're hindered because of that unforgiveness. And you deserve to have the best. You deserve to have your prayers and everything answered to abundance, right? You deserve that. And you deserve to be free of this unforgiveness that weighs you down. When you decide to just let it go, you'll be so surprised of how great you feel and how great things are and how it really, it's a blessing to you. It's not even about the other person. It's not even about any of that. It's all about you and healing yourself. Guys, I hope this was good for you today, and I hope you take from what I've given you today. I'm just learning these things, and these are things I go through every day. Like, I'm not telling you this Forgiveness is something I work on every day, and now I'm in a place where I believe that, you know, it's a point where it's succeeding. I can even see it when I haven't forgiven, and I move in quick action. So feel free to leave a comment here. Feel free to like this, share it with anybody you need to. Again, if you want to connect with me and via email and that kind of thing, simply go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. And you might be thinking, why make money with Shalonda? Well, unforgiveness was blocking my income at one time. It's something else I had to let go of. So if you have a block on your business or a block where you're like, I'm doing everything right, what's going on? Check your heart. Check your heart. Guys, I love you. Have an amazing day. And as always, keep smiling.